Extend your life with Extendovine. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you, and we're going to go back to this report, Sequestration Crisis, a Fraud. Government entities, including security agencies, are experts at the Washington budget game and practice and well-known Barman First principle. Writes Yvonne Elon, director of the Center of Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. When agencies smell budget cuts in the air, they threaten to cut their most essential, popular, and politically defensible program. For example, money for fighting fires to dissuade politicians from cutting their budgets. Even with the cuts, the federal government is still expected to grow by $7 to $8 trillion over the course of the next 10 years, and is currently twice the size it was 10 years ago. The truth is, sequestration may not go nearly far enough. Okay, that's the end of that report, folks. We're going to go to another report here. Comic movements around Hegel affair. Senate approved former Senator Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense by a vote of 58-41. The unsuccessful campaign to block Chuck Hagel's nomination to the Defense Department was a classic tragic comedy. Although loudly defying its own existence. I'm going to shut my door, folks. And the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, of B'nai B'rith, accused Hagel of having engaged in rhetoric that borders on anti-Semitism, and then did the two-step, first allowing the ADL not to oppose Hagel, and then, when there was still hope, Hagel's appointment could be shelved, holding it might be necessary to put his nomination on hold. Conscious of public recognition of that opposition to Hagel was Jewish lobby base, the top Jewish Democrats in the Senate, Chuck Schumer voiced support for Hagel, despite having privately expressed his opinion, opposition, and allowed Republicans to lead the charge against Hagel. This strategy was designed to make it appear as though opposition to Hagel was partisan in nature. An attempt to shift focus away from the Jewish lobby. Hagel's critics used every means possible to try to portray Hagel opposition as broad-based. At one point, they cooked up an outfit they portrayed as a gay rights group opposed to Hagel. In fact, this group turned out to be linked to the Emergency Committee for Israel, controlled by neoconservative strategist William Kristol. On Capitol Hill, the Jewish lobby deployed their frontline Republican asset, Senator John McCain from Arizona, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, and newly appointed Tim Scott of South Carolina to front for their campaign against Hagel. The congressional grilling of Hagel was so outrageous that NBC's Comedy Weekly, Saturday Night Live, produced a skit making fun of the GOP senators for their obfuscation pro-Israel rhetoric. Although never broadcast, the skit was posted on the internet and generated widespread amusement. upsetting the ADL, which suggested the skit might be anti-Semitic. And this was not the first time, by the way, the SNL's creative government, Lauren Michaels, who is Jewish, ran afoul of the ADL. Meanwhile, the anti-Hegel barrage started to fall apart like something out of the Keystone Cops. After one journalist sarcastically asked the Republican Senate staffer whether Hegel was connected to the Friends of Hamas, the staffer, missing the sarcasm, passed word on that a leading pro-Israel website, Breitbart.com, which leaked the claim Hegel might bankroll the terrorists. Friends of Israel spread the rumor, but needless to say, the story had no basis in fact. The good news is that President Obama nominated Hegel in the first place, knowing Hegel's record deemed hostile to Israel would inflame Israel supporters. Obama Nation seemed to be open, daring them to oppose Hegel, who was popular among veterans, high-ranking military figures, and within the diplomatic and intelligence community. In the past, someone with Hegel's record would never even be considered for a high position. Now he is Secretary of Defense. That's all of that report, folks. Let's go to another report here. Cities, states move to ban drone use. Across America, people rise up against the use of unmanned surveillance aircraft in their localities. From the cold shores of the Pacific Northwest to the sunny beaches of the Gulf Coast, a growing number of concerned Americans are grounding efforts by state and local agencies to deploy spy drones over the skies of the U.S. cities. In Seattle, Washington, angry citizens recently forced Mayor Mike McGinn to direct the city's police department to pack up two nearly purchased Dragonfly X6 remote control helicopters and ship them back to the manufacturer. Similarly, rebellions are taking shape across the nation. But will there ever be enough public support to stave off the onslaught of the invasive and potentially dangerous surveillance devices? Question mark. Okay, folks. That's
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to this report. Cities, states move to ban drone use. The Federal Aviation Administration recently disclosed that it has issued 1,400 permits to domestic drone operators since 2007 and estimates that as many as 10,000 unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, could be introduced in the nation's already congested airspace within the next 5 years. Of course, this proliferation was made possible through years of intense lobbying by the drone industry, culminating in the passage of last year's FAA Modernization and Reform Act, which compels the nation aviation authority to modify U.S. airspace rules and allow the widespread deployment of UAV by 2015. Does that mean that it's too late to stop them? Question mark. This American Free Press reporter recently spoke with Annie Stepanovich, associate litigation counselor for the Electronic Privacy Information Center, whose organization filed a petition with the FAA shortly after the aforementioned legislation was passed into law. Quote, we asked the FAA in addition to consider safety issues, they also addressed the very real privacy concerns that are involved with the integration of drones into the national airspace, said Stepanovich. On February 14th, the FAA finally responded and said they would take public comments on the privacy relationship requirements should be for drone operators. First in the six test sites they were going to decide on in the next couple of months, and then further into full drone deployment throughout the country. This is a fairly big victory for privacy concerning drone use, but we probably need legislation in order to confront it. Stepanovich added that although EPIC does not lobby for legislation, they have been tracking efforts throughout the country. Charlottesville, Virginia is really the first to pass a provision that creates a 2-year moratorium on drone use so they could further study the technology and decide what protections are needed to be put in place, said Stepanovich. There are similar movements going on in Washington State, California, as well as legislation being introduced in many states, including Florida, Massachusetts, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. According to Stepanovich, Oregon is one of the latest states seeking to place extremely strict controls on UAVs flying over their airspace. A vision of the Oregon bill that I've seen appropriates the licensing authority from the FAA for drones operating within the states, she said. And if a drone operator does not receive a license from the proper Oregon state authority, a privately operated drone can be subject to fines and penalties. And as far as public drones are concerned, any surveillance that is collected would be inadmissible as evidence in a court of law. There would also be fines and penalties applied to a violation of that provision.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and we're going to go back to this report. City states move to ban drone use. Although police and sheriff agencies currently use drones on a limited basis, Stepanovich suggests that the federal government is actually encouraging local law enforcement to become increasingly dependent on these intrusive surveillance devices. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which is a component of the Department of Homeland Security, as far as we know, the largest drone fleet in the country, including 10 Predator speed drones, which have incredibly invasive surveillance equipment on them, said Stepanovich. These drones are not only being flown by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in conjunction with their own mission, which is to protect the border from criminal activity, but are also lent out to other law enforcement agencies for whatever purpose. This is an incredibly broad authority to Customs and Border Protection has to operate drones, not only on the border, but around the country, and subjects people to surveillance at any point in time. It should come as no surprise, then, that the leading opponents of anti-drone legislation are almost exclusively members of the law enforcement community. In the state of Florida, one lawmaker has proposed legislation that would require a warrant before law enforcement could operate a drone for surveillance purposes, said Stepanovich. The state law enforcement agencies have come back and asked for an exception to that requires for crowd surveillance, which means they can operate a drone to monitor sporting events, demonstrations, political protests, and other gatherings of two or more people. That's just one example of where drones are intended to be used quite literally if law enforcement has its way. That's all of that report, folks. Okay, that's all of that report. We're going to go to another report here. Obama Nation's kill list grows. We are now witnessing the expansion of Obama Nation's kill list. The list began under the Bush regime as a rationale for murdering suspected citizens of countries with which the U.S. was not at war. The Obama Nation regime expanded the scope of the list to include the execution without due process of law of U.S. citizens accused without evidence presented in court of association with terrorism. The list quickly expanded to include the American teenage son of the cleric accused of preaching jihad against the West. The son's association with terrorism apparently was his blood relationship to his father. On February 10th, the Wall Street Journal revealed that the Obama Nation dictatorship now expands to expand to kill list to include those accused of acting against foreign government. Barmak Tour, an Algerian militant accused of planning the January attack on the Algerian natural gas facility, has been chosen as the threat that is being used to expand Obama Nation's kill list to include participants in the internal dispute and civil wars of every country. If the Obama Nation regime is on the side of the government, as in Algeria, it will kill the rebels opposing the government. If the Obama Nation regime is on the side of the rebels, as in Libya, it will kill the government's leader. whether Washington sent a drone to murder Putin, the president of China. Ho Gento remains to be seen, but don't be surprised if Washington has targeted the president of Iran. The elasticity of the kill list and its easy expansion makes it certain that Washington will be involved in extrajudicial execution for those associated with terrorism as much as the world. Americans themselves should be alarmed because the term associated with terrorism is elastic. Federal prosecutors have interpreted the term to include charitable contributions to Palestinians. The next time former Republican Cynthia McKinney gets on this aid ship to Palestine, will D.C. give the green light to Israel to kill her as a terrorist agent for her association with aid to Gaza, ruled by the terrorist organization Hamas? Already a year or two ago, the Director of Homeland Security said that the federal police agency's focus has shifted from terrorism to domestic terrorists, to domestic extremists, another elastic and undefined term. A domestic extremist will be all who disagree with Washington. They also are headed for the kill list. Where is the government going with this? The most likely outcome is that everyone disliked or distrusted by those who have the power to add to kill list will find themselves on the list. As the Founding Fathers knew and the American people have forgotten, no one is safe in a dictatorship. Clearly, the American public lacks sufficient comprehension to remain a free people. The indications are that the large majority of Americans fear alleged terrorists in distant lands more than they fear their government acquisition of dictatorial powers over them. Powers that allow government to place itself above the law and to be unaccountable to law. This is despite the fact that 99% of all Americans will never ever experience any terrorism except that of their own government. According to a recent poll of registered American voters, 75% approve of Washington's assassination for foreign citizens abroad based on suspicion that they might be terrorists, despite the fact that the vast majority of Gitmo detainees declared by the government to be the most dangerous men on earth turned out to be totally innocent. Only 13% of registered voters disapprove of the extrajudicial murders carried out by Washington against foreign citizens. whether based on wrong intelligence, hearsay, or actual deed. Registered voters have a different view of the extrajudicial murder of U.S. citizens and what the rest of the world will see as further evidence of American double standards. 48% believe that it is illegal for Washington to murder U.S. citizens without due process of law. However, 24% agree with the abomination regime that it is permissible for the government to murder its own citizens without trial. Are we to be reassured or alarmed that 24% of registered voters believe that the terrorist threat is so great that suspicion alone, without evidence, trial, or conviction, is sufficient for Washington to terminate U.S. citizens? Should not we be disturbed that a quarter of registered voters, despite overwhelming evidence that Washington wars are based on suspicious conscious lies, weapons of mass destruction, Al-Qaeda connection, are still prepared to believe the government's claim that a person it just murdered was a terrorist? Why are there so many willing to believe a proven liar? If we add up the cost of the war on terror, it is obviously that the costs are many magnitudes greater than the terror threat that the war is alleged to contain. If terrorists are really a threat to Americans, shopping centers, electric substations would be blowing up constantly. Airport security would be a sham because terrorists would set off the bomb in the crowded line waiting to clear security. Traffic would be continually tied up from roofing nails dispensed on all main roads in cities across the country for each rush hour. Water supplies would be poisoned, police stations would be bombed, and police officers routinely terminated. Instead, nothing has happened despite Washington's killing and displacement of huge numbers of Muslims over the past 11 years. The cost of the war on terror is not merely the multi-trillion dollar financial bill documented by Joseph Stiglitz and Linda Blaine. The cost of Americans' wars is the main reason for the largest national debt, the threat of which politicians are using to destroy the social safety net. This is a huge cost of the pointless war that pleases Israel and enriches the armament agencies. That's all of that report, folks. immigration reform has proven threatens American security. Critics insist border security must precede president's planned amnesty for 11 million illegals. A bipartisan Senate panel recently released. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We're going to take a break and come back with this report after these important messages.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go to a caller in Canada. Warner, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Good afternoon, Officer McLam. It is admirable the way you hang in there, and you are fighting for truth and basically to get the real perpetrator uncovered. One thing that gives me some thought about this war on terror, and that was the reaction of the American Congress when Netanyahu was addressing the Congress and he got 24 standing ovations. Is he the king of North America? Is he the king of the United States? Not even a king gets 24 standing ovations.
Yes, I agree with you, Warner. Netanyahu is a big person here in the United States.
But isn't it understandable, maybe when we look at the aspect that about 30% of all the leading government positions are being held by people with dual citizenship, Israeli and United States citizenship? That should be an outrage in any other country in the world.
Yes, it is, Warner. It's an outrage here in our country.
But this outrage,
a dual citizen of Israel and America can get 24 standing ovations.
But basically, this outrage has been stifled in now already in so many countries around the world that anybody who speaks out against this, basically this power grab by this small minority, they run the danger of being thrown in jail because the judiciary is controlled by them, you know, by the very same interest group. And there's something available on the internet. It's called, it was a documentary, or people can take it whichever way they want it. It was being produced in the 30s. But what I found especially interesting was the statistics. For example, at the time in Germany, during the Weimar Republic, how much of the leading position in the judiciary and also the government were being held by a small minority that was less than 2% of the population, where they held between 50 and 70% of all the positions in the judiciary. And this is repeating itself all across the world. And especially the big elephant that was in the East, the communists, 9 out of 10 leading positions in the communist leadership, and that were responsible for the deaths of 100 million people in Russia, in the former Soviet Union, that were being held by Russian Jews or Russian Zionists.
Okay, Warner, I hear the music, brother. Do you want to hold on?
Yeah, I'd like to make one more point.
Okay, Warner. We'll be back with you after these very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes